Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, August 14th, the year is 2022, and the Great Awakening has exploded. It's already tremendous expansion with this raid on Trump and the insane hypocrisy. And the support for InfoWars has exploded as well. Humanity is finally understanding how great a threat we are really under. And next segment, we're going to go over some big examples of that as well. But there's also been another event that has really captured the public's attention and helped them start to question the entire Truman Show, Alice in Wonderland, man behind the curtain narrative that we've been fed. So coming up at the start of the second hour, I'm going to lay out a huge issue that I'm not going to get to right now because of time constraints, but next hour we will. But we're going to hear from a top military historian in the next segment discussing the fact that America is 100% going into an authoritarian paradigm, and that if we don't reverse it quickly, it could lead to beyond a civil war, which when you understand that the globalists want America to collapse on its own, empires rarely get conquered from without, they collapse from within, and that the globalists are positioning America to destroy itself from within. The Democrats have been put in power by the Klaus Schwabs and Bill Gates of the world. They believe they're really about to get full one-party dictatorship here. Instead, they're destroying themselves, but they're destroying us at the very same time. So Democrats are enemies of themselves, common sense in America, but we really need to somehow reach out to them so they can expand their paradigm and understand that they're being lied to. And obviously the Republican leadership are almost as bad as they are. A bunch of blue blood neocons, they're a big problem as well. But we have a populist insurrection taking place through the Republican Party, a peaceful insurrection through the Republican Party, a political realignment. And that's why you have the Republican and Democrat establishment all targeting the populist Tea Party. So we're going to lay it all out here today. I'm going to really lay out some stunning information next segment. And then Owen Schroyer is going to be hosting for the balance of the broadcast. I'll be back hosting tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central, right after Harrison Smith and the American Journal. But America is awake. Where I'm at, visiting family, when I was here just 5 years ago, 3 years ago, these American flags weren't up here like this. And now these American flags are up here. And this area was formerly Democrats. Most of the people I'm hanging out with were Democrats just 5 years ago. They're not now. And they weren't flying American flags like that because they thought America was secure. They now know it's not. So, big broadcast for you lined up today. We're always going to question the big events. We're always going to ask who stands to gain. And we're always going to defend the basic rights that have made America so great, and we will never surrender. We'll be right back with my big breakdown of mainline historians and experts admitting that we're in a dictatorship and that we've got to a dictatorship of the bureaucracy and of special interest, and that we've got to abolish the FBI and we've got to abolish the private Federal Reserve if this country has any chance. But I believe in America. I'm betting on America. I'm betting on you. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Even establishment Republicans and former establishment Democrats like Tulsi Gabbard come out and say, we must abolish the deep state or they're going to abolish our republic. We're not going into a tyranny. We're in a tyranny, and it's time to wake up before it's too late.
I never thought I would say this. The FBI is beyond redemption. It's all of its bureaus and its institutions have to be farmed out and broken up. If you have a warrant, an FBI warrant, there's no guarantee that that has not been altered. If you subpoena and you want FBI records on phones with a Mueller, they will be wiped clean. If you want disinterested legal counsel, look at Lisa Page and Peter Strzok.
Victor Davis Hanson is one of the top fellows at the respected Hoover Institute. He's also one of the most respected military historians currently alive. And he laid out on Fox News yesterday in 5 minutes exactly where we are. We are living in a tyranny. We aren't living in the beginning of a tyrannical takeover. We're living deep, deep inside of it. The only thing I would add to his five-minute analysis of how much trouble this collapsing republic is in is the push to forcibly inject not just the U.S. population, but the population of the world with these experimental shots that now even mainline insurance companies have confirmed have massively increased the number of deaths in healthy and sick people. It is just incredible. And the open admission by the IMF and the World Bank and the Davos Group and the UN that they are establishing a planetary world government through the vaccine ID that will be the new global cashless society through which they'll enforce the social credit score, the carbon taxes that track and trace everything we do, and then, of course, finally, the universal basic income, which is how they'll control every facet of our lives because everybody will be on welfare. Even if you have a job, it'll still be pursuant to how they program the digital tokens and where you're even allowed to spend them. I mean, this is beyond a dystopian science fiction nightmare, and it's actually happening right now. You add to that all the lawfare. You add to that all the weaponization of the judiciary being used against the American people where Steve Bannon was convicted a month ago in D.C. by a D.C. jury of contempt of Congress. And he couldn't cross-examine the witnesses against him. That's unprecedented. And people watching the show trial that happened here in Austin on Sandy Hook noticed that we could never call witnesses. We couldn't bring new information in. We couldn't put out our financial numbers. It was all one-sided. Completely and totally one-sided. And they're testing and beta testing this on people like myself and Roger Stone and Donald Trump and Steve Bannon and others. And that's why it's so important for all of you to realize that we have to speak out against this. We have to say no. We have to rally behind good legislatures, good governors, and good judiciary that are out there operating and doing a fair job and expose the totally weaponized judiciary. So here's this five-minute clip where he lays out just with stunning detail. And all this is historically on record, what these people are really doing. And remember, Obama has tens of millions of documents that he still hasn't given to the National Archives. But Trump had a few boxes, and he's a bad guy. The point is, there's always been a conflict between the executive and the archive bureaucracy. And the truth is, a president is his own branch of government and can decide what to classify and what not. That's why this is all a fraud. Obama's allowed to keep his records, and so is Trump. All right, here is this critical report. Please stay with us. We'll be right back with more of this live special Sunday transmission.
At moments like this, why has what we've watched over the last 24 hours taken place? Why had they targeted Donald Trump?
Well, they're afraid in the short term, but in long term, they believe they're morally superior to America, and therefore any means necessary are justifiable for their morally superior ends. And right now, we don't have the rule of law in Washington. Whether you're targeted or exempt depends on your ideology. So in the past, when there was a dispute over the archives, the presidential papers, Barack Obama just said, I'm not going to turn them over, the freedom of information. He spent $30 million resisting efforts to do that. George Bush had an executive order and said, you know what, I'm not going to do this. And that was adjudicated. And now we go after a president and go to his house with 30 agents. In the past, when a high official was called for a congressional subpoena, Eric Holder just said, I'm not going, and I'm not turning over any of this fast and furious. The idea that you would put him in shackles or you confront him with his family and grab his phone is just ridiculous. But this is what we're doing on ideological basis. And when you start to do that, you don't have a democracy anymore. And I don't think we do. The second thing is this January 6th committee, Will, is sort of like a French Robespierre committee on public safety. To be on that committee, you have to have one criteria, and you had to vote to impeach Donald Trump. If you're a Republican, there was one other qualification. You had to be politically inert with no future. And it was deductive. It started with the premise that we're going to destroy Donald Trump, and then we're going to bring in witnesses, and we're going to allow narratives for that end. There's going to be no cross-examination. There's going to be no disinterested counsel. We know that when Dick Cheney himself made a commercial, and he bragged about his daughter that she was the one power that could stop Donald Trump. But that's not what her job is on that committee. It's to be disinterested. It's to be inductive. It's to find out what happened on January 6th, not start with a boast that you're going to destroy Donald Trump and make the witnesses and the testimony fit that. And finally, I never thought I would say this. The FBI is beyond redemption. It's all of its bureaus and its institutions have to be farmed out and broken up. If you have a warrant, an FBI warrant, there's no guarantee that that has not been altered. If you subpoena and you want FBI records on phones with a Mueller, they will be wiped clean. If you want disinterested legal counsel, look at Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. If you're the FBI and you want to find out why Hillary Clinton has hired a foreign national to find dirt on a political opponent, then you will hire that same foreign national. And you look at the last four directors. We just saw Christopher Wray, and he just stonewalled every question, and then he flew on an FBI plane, our plane, a luxury jet, because he had to go to his own vacation spot. He took over, remember, from Andrew McCabe. What did he do? He lied four times to federal investigators, and his wife was running for an office with Clinton-related PAC money while he was investigating Hillary Clinton's email scandal. He took over from James Comey, who leaked confidential memos written on FBI devices to the media, and then when he was called before Congress on 245 occasions, he said he didn't know or didn't remember. Anybody listening to this tries out with the IRS and they're going to go to jail. And he took over from Robert Mueller, whose entire special counsel case was based on two premises. The information that was false in the Steele dossier and the shenanigans of the Clinton-hired GPS disinformation firm. And when he was asked specifically, he said under oath he knew nothing about either entity. And so this is very ironic because all of this is destroying this country. And it comes from the people who warned us, democracy dies in darkness. And they have descended upon us the greatest cloud of autocracy and illiberality in the history of this republic. And we're going to have to do something and hope and pray that the House is under new leadership. And then it will be up to Kevin McCarthy and Republicans, as you say,
right,
to reply in kind. I don't want to live in a country where Kevin McCarthy tears up the State of the Union address as soon as Joe Biden gives it. I don't want to live necessarily in a country when Kevin McCarthy says no squad member is going to be on any House committee, or Mitch
right.
McConnell is going to go to the Supreme Court and yell about Supreme Court justices. But that's what we're
victor.
At, and let's pray to God the Republicans can save us.
You're, of course, referring to the actions by Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats over the past several years. It's hard to see forward, isn't it, Victor, a path for national unity. But you have to start with diagnosing the present, and you did so well.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are now live inside the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Owen Schroer going to be with you the rest of the way on this Sunday version of the Alex Jones Show. Here's what I've got coming up. I do have some news on my desk, but I think I'll probably forego most of the coverage to open up the phone lines. And so I'm going to give out the phone number probably in 20 minutes after the next segment, and we'll start getting your calls lined up. But I want to tell you, last night, I actually went to the future. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I was in the future last night, and so I come bearing news today from the future. And it's not good. No, it's not good, ladies and gentlemen. So I'll tell you what the future looks like on the other side of this break.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
In the future, and I did not really like what I experienced. Of course, I'm being a bit facetious, but not really. I want to tell you a story of my night last night, because I think it's very indicative as to where humanity is going on the current path we're on. And if we don't recognize the flaws in this future, and if we don't recognize what human life is going to be like if we choose this path, then we're bound for a very, very frustrating future where you'll just be so burnt out with the frustration of your daily activities because it's so obnoxious, the hoops you have to jump through, that you'll beg to go live in Klaus Schwab's pod, eating the bugs with the virtual headset on so that you don't have to live in the crappy world that's been built for you out there. Now, let me explain. Let me give a bit of a background here. So, there's a soccer team in Austin, Texas now, a professional soccer team, Major League Soccer team. They came here, I think last year was their first season. Now, before they even had a game, they had their marketing campaigns all around the city. Wear your mask. Take your vax. We're gay. Before they even kicked the ball, played a game, turned the lights on at the field, just all this propaganda. Now, if you know me, you know I come from sports media. You know I'm a sports fan. But I was so turned off by it, I never wanted to go to a game. Well, I decided to go to a game last night. So Austin FC is probably about as woke as it gets when it comes to professional sports. And the experience of going to a game, all of the hoops you have to jump through and the frustrations and the inconveniences, it takes away from the game experience. Now, I'm somebody that's been going to sporting events since when I could walk. I mean, but by the time I was 15, my dad would drop me off at Busch Stadium, and I'd go run around, get $5 bleacher seats, be down there by myself. So the fan experience is seriously going downhill. And it's too bad, too, because it was a great time. I had a great time last night. I really did. But let me tell you what I say, that this is a warning from the future. So let's tell you what it's like now, because if you understand why this is so frustrating, you understand where the future is going. So now you can't even have, and this is probably how it is at most professional events, but I don't know. This is the only professional team really in Austin. There's no more tickets. You can't have a physical ticket. You have your digital ticket. And so because you have your digital ticket, you have to go through all kinds of hoops just to get your ticket. You got to download apps. You got to sign in passwords, get new pass accounts and get new passwords and then get new apps and then do transfers. It's a whole process. Instead of just this, here's your ticket. Enjoy the game. Not anymore. Download an app. Make a new login. Make a new app download. Transfer the tickets. So just getting a ticket, I'm not even kidding you, took me over an hour to try to figure all this out. And I had to be on the phone with these internet ticket companies to try to get a ticket to my phone. So that's a total pain in the ass. So that's what the future is like. Oh, you don't have the paper ticket. You don't have the solid ticket anymore. No, now you're going to be downloading apps, making screen names, making new accounts, going on the internet and all this stuff. And then you just hope you can get that ticket on your phone at the end of the day. So that's obnoxious. You also have no parking near the stadium. Well, why wouldn't you have parking near the stadium? Because they want you to get a ride share, you see? It's all about carpooling and having a ride share and going green. So no parking at the stadium. So everyone's got to walk more than a mile to get there. Because you don't want to have a parking lot next to the stadium so people can drive, because you don't want people driving, see? You want them carpooling or on one of those electric scooters. Yeah, they had a whole zone for the electric scooters. They had the whole thing lined up for people to get their drop off. So you're not allowed to have a physical ticket, and you're not allowed to drive to the stadium. You also aren't allowed to have cash. Totally cashless. Nope, no cash allowed here, sorry. Digital only. Okay, so again, that's part of this future process. No, nothing physical, everything digital. Nowhere for you to park, no individual activity. You got to do the ride share. No cash, everything's got to be digital. Everything's got to be on the card. Everything's got to be with the microchip. Then I get in there, and there's a free COVID-19 vaccine tent. I'm not even kidding you. The only thing missing from this experience was a 300-pound bearded man in a dress saying it's tranny time. But that might have been hidden somewhere in the stadium. I just didn't see it. So a free vaccine stand at a soccer game. Like, you're going to go to a sporting event and you're going to get a jab in you. Oh, honey, look, there's a COVID-19 vaccine tent. I think I'll go get vaxxed. I think I'll go get boosted. What? Okay, so I guess that's normal now, too. Just going to have a little vaccine center there. Maybe it's a monkeypox vaccine, whatever else they got there, COVID. Come get your vaccine, guys. After all, you're at a football game or a basketball game. You came here to get a vaccine. Get your vaccine card. And I go to take that picture sarcastically, obviously, and nobody's going to get their vaccine. And it's these four heavy women sitting there with masks on. Only people in the stadium with a mask on. Like, oh, look, we're still doing the COVID theater. We've got our mask on. We're giving out vaccines. And I sit there to take the sarcastic photo. They got so excited. They thought someone was going to get a vaccine. They hop up out of their seats. Oh, you want the vaccine? You want the vaccine? I'm like, no. Actually making fun of you. Sit back down and enjoy your mask. Now, I halfway expected there to not even be a national anthem. And I'm wondering as I'm sitting down before the game, like, are they going to sing the national anthem? Now, they did sing the national anthem. People cheered for it. I like that. But get this. And I'm not kidding you. I couldn't believe it. I had to double, triple, quadruple take it. Not one American flag in the entire stadium. Not one. Not one. Zero American flags. Now, you might say, well, okay, fine, there's not an American flag. What's the big deal? If you go do a Google search right now, and you guys can plug this in, there are hundreds of flags at soccer games, specifically at Austin FC soccer games. I saw Venezuelan flags. I saw other national flags. I saw a Texas flag that said protect trans kids, a couple of Austin FC flags, and then about 20 different versions of the gay flag or the trans flag. The biggest flag in the stadium was a trans flag. And there were more trans flags than any other. It was the highest flag, and the biggest flag in the stadium was a trans flag. I'm at a soccer game, folks. Not a single American flag. 30 trans flags flying in the stadium. And a Texas flag that says protect trans kids. But not an American flag. So, I'll finish this up on the other side of the break. But, I mean, folks, it's like Twilight Zone science fiction now.
So many people over the years have walked up to me randomly on the street and said, super male vitality is incredible. Why does it work so well? And the answer is very simple. It takes from Chinese medicine and other ancient traditions known herbal compounds that boost libido, stamina, and energy, and it comes from cold pressed herbs, so they're not boiling or heating up the herbs that are known to have these natural effects. It's cold pressed. It's been sold out for 8 months or more, it's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off Super Male Vitality. And it goes great with X2, which is also 25% off. But if you get both these products together, they're 40% off in a combo at InfoWarsStore.com. So X2 and Super Male Vitality, 40% off together or 25% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. Try it today.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So what's the moral of the story, or what's the lesson learned here?
We're going into a future where everything is politicized, everything is a stage for propaganda. The human process is being removed from these activities, and everything is digital, making the process even more painful. Plus, you can't even drive your car to the event because there's no parking, and you'll be lucky if you can even afford it. And I was talking to the crew in the break, just kind of reminiscing. I mean, I'm not that old. So we're just talking 15 years ago where my dad could drop me off at a ball game with 10 bucks, and I could get in for $5 and get a hot dog and a soda in the stadium. That's not that long ago. That's just more than 15 years ago that was the case. That ain't happening today. Hell no. Yeah, right. So this is what the future looks like. Everything is now a political theater propaganda stage, even a ball game. You go to the ball game, you're not going to a ball game. You're going to a politicized propaganda campaign event with a side hors d'oeuvre of the ball game as entertainment. You're going to get propaganda out the wazoo before you even get into the stadium, before the game even kicks off. You're going to get the health propaganda with take your vaccine. You're going to get the gay propaganda with the trans flags everywhere. You're going to get the New World Order propaganda with everything being digital. No parking, not allowed to drive. And so this is the future we're going into, and it's not pleasant. Oh, not to mention no American flags either. No. Not going to have that. No American flag for you. And it's removing the human from the process, becoming a humanless process. Then it becomes this kind of side effect of now people just expect everything is done for them. And so they're really not even connected to the event or to the activity. It's just all done by machines, all done by AI, all done digitally. And you're just kind of like a placeholder, like a mannequin, just kind of sitting there. Like, you're not really involved in anything. And so that's the humanless future. And so, I mean, to me, it was the biggest taste of the future that I've ever gotten. And it was just such a frustration of a process. And I just know that that's the future. That's what you're going to get. You want to go to a ball game? No. You're going to have a pain in the ass getting your digital ticket. You're not going to be able to park. You're not going to be able to afford it. Won't be an American flag. Propaganda left and right everywhere you go. And you're just like, wow, what happened here? What happened? What happened to this country? What happened to going to a ball game with your family and friends and just having a good time? No. Now you're going to get all that propaganda just layered on top of it. And if you can even survive the process of it all, you're just hoping you can get some enjoyment out of it. Yeah, that's the Austin FC fan section, which is a great fan section. Again, I'm not trying to be a hater here. I had a good time. I like going to ball games. I like being around people. I like the human experience. But it's just wild to be living in this Twilight Zone future where you just know it's like, wow, this whole process is extremely frustrating and excruciating. This is the future. This is what they want for the future. And so it was just wild. And the free COVID-19 vaccine tent was just like icing on the cake, man. I mean, just ridiculous. And I think it's a shame. So I'd like us to look at this right now and say, is this the future we really want? Is this the process we really want moving forward with all our public events, whether it's ball games or concerts or the theater? Is this really how we want to go into it? Because this is where we're going. Everything digital, remove the human from the process, propaganda layered on top of everything. And that's the thing. It's like, oh, how do we make this event woke? Not even thinking about the actual game. It's like, oh, I know. Let's not have parking so no one can drive. I know. Let's have gay flags everywhere. I know. Let's have a COVID-19 vaccine tent. I know. Let's not have an American flag. I know. Let's not have any cash. I know. Let's not have any physical tickets. Imagine you're just sitting in the boardroom and you're saying, hey, I thought we were talking about a soccer game here. So that's the future. I got a nice taste of the future last night, and I got to tell you, it sucks, folks, because this is where we're going. And the more frustrating part is that everyone agrees it's frustrating. Everyone agrees the process is ridiculous. Everyone agrees that the propaganda is out of control, yet we still do it. We're still diving into this, even though nobody likes it, nobody wants it, everyone's frustrated by it, we're still going in. It's a very odd thing, I have to say. It's a very, very odd thing. But that's the whole removing the human from the process. So you're just basically getting inserted into these things and you don't actually have any involvement in the process. You're just there to be propagandized and spend your money. And it's sad, because it's only going to get worse. And so I have a feeling that experience, Austin FC is probably the one of the most woke professional sports teams out there. So I'm sure that, that's why the experience is so gruesome in the process. But my guess is that's going to be the experience with all public events in the very near future. What I experienced last night. And you're going to get a taste of it. At your local ball game, your local concert venue, your local theater, it's all going this way, folks. It's all going this way. And so you're going to get a little taste of how frustrating this humanless, digital, propagandized future is. And by the way, the only propaganda allowed, though, is the anti-American propaganda, anti-freedom propaganda, communist left-wing propaganda. That's all that's allowed of these things. You're not going to see an American flag. You're not going to see them celebrate our great country in any way, or, hell, I don't know, maybe even have, like, maybe a Second Amendment thing. Oh, no. 30 gay flags. Not an American flag. 30 gay flags. So, it was pretty surreal, I've got to tell you. Pretty surreal to see 30 gay flags waving and not one American flag. And then a Texas flag that says protect trans kids. Who brings that to a soccer game? A liberal. That's who. A liberal. Got to get that trans flag. Got to let people know they want to chop little kids' genitals up. Got to let the people at the soccer game know that they want to mutilate children's genitals. Got to let the people at the soccer stadium know that they're gay or they're trans. Got to let them know. And you got to give them an opportunity to get that vaccine, too. I mean, so, but imagine. You're talking about death cult rituals now going on at ball games, because that's what it is. They even write stories now. It's mainstream news last week. LGBT youth, they actually say LGBT minority youth have the highest rates of suicide in the youth. Yeah, you're the ones doing that to them. You're brainwashing them. You're destroying their innocence. You're destroying their bodies. And then they're going suicidal. That's a death cult. And then I go look at that propaganda at a soccer game. You've got an experimental vaccine that's killing people. 40,000 at least in the United States of America that we know of. And I've got a damn vaccine tent sitting right there. It's like, that's what I'm saying. I'm at a soccer game with death cult programming all around me. Everywhere. And then, when you add that into the whole experience, with the human being removed from the experience, and the human process being removed from the experience, it's like I'm just sitting in the death cult future, just waiting for it to all come down.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, if millions of people get this book, our funding problems will be over, and it's starting to happen. That's why I said, yeah, go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the book, and start shipping in a couple weeks, The Great Reset and the War for the World. But I said, go to Amazon, because it's the number one book chart in the world, and if it goes to number one, not of political, not of history, not of U.S. history, it's already number one over 40 categories, like political science, you name it. 40-plus categories is number one. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please, of books in the world, The Great Great Reset and the War for the World is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We are now number 9 in the world. Woo! This is major. This is political. This could fund our war chest. Just go to Amazon.com, everybody, and buy 10 copies. Send this blueprint to the Death Star and the New World Order. Because you read this, you know their whole plan how to stop them. Hit The Great Reset and the War for the World now. It's going to go to number 1. What do you make of that?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Okay, I am now going to give out the phone number, and we're going to take calls the entire second hour of the Alex Jones Show today. And I know Christy Lee has a big Sunday Night Live show that she's going to be hosting afterwards as well. The phone number to call in, 877-789-2539. We're going to do open lines, so anything is fair game to talk about. If you want to respond to my warning of the death cult programming that's going to be overwhelming everything in the future with my experience last night, that's fine. You want to talk about the raid, as it's kind of simmered, the dust has settled on that story now. We've got some more answers. We've got some more questions or anything else. It's all fair game. 877-789-2539. Or I love it when liberals or leftists call in to tell me how bad I am. We really will, we'll invite that as well. If any of you have the courage or the spine to give it a go tonight. Again, 877-789-2539. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we do intend to stay on air as long as possible. And you are noticing, obviously, the attacks against InfoWars are increasing in the last month. And, of course, that is by design. The corrupt establishment, the Democrat Party, look at InfoWars like we're weak right now, and it's like chum in the water, and so they're coming after us hard. But InfoWars is not weak right now. We're as strong as ever, and with your support, shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and spreading the links and praying for us, we will continue to be on air every day. That is our plan. And so they're going to have to basically drag us out of here. I mean, they'll have to raid it and shut this place down. And who knows? They might have that in their bag of tricks. Because as I was saying last week, that then they start covering mainstream news articles. And it's amazing how the left doesn't even realize how they're the bad guys now.
And it's like, Owen Schroyer and InfoWars say anybody could be rated next, like Tucker Carlson. It's like, yeah, don't you see how these are the bad guys? But they, like, promote it, like, that's good. Like, yeah, we should be rating all conservatives. We should raid Tucker Carlson. We should raid Fox News. We're the good guys, though. And we're anti-establishment. No, I don't think so. You're the bad guys, and you know it. And so now you just look at it like chum in the water. Let's go after all our political enemies. We control the FBI. We control the government. We control big tech. We run the deep state. We're the left. We're the new American Gestapo. We're the new American Nazi. We're liberals, though. We're progressives. We're all about gay kids. Yeah. Now, Super Male Vitality is one of the top-selling supplements that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. It's actually a liquid tincture. Really great product, and it's been out of stock for a while, but we've got it back in stock, Super Male Vitality, and it's 25% off. So I know the regular users of Super Male Vitality are stocking up on it right now, but now is your chance, if you've never tried it, to give it a go at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, browse the store. There's going to be all kinds of supplements that you're going to be interested in, not to mention the apparel, the goods. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's your support there that keeps us on the air. All right. As the crew is getting your phone calls lined up, let me just pick it up and put it down here. Some of these headlines that are featured at InfoWars.com. CBS panel fears FBI raid in no way deterring Trump from announcing 2024 run. Yeah, if anything, it boosted his desire if there was ever a lack thereof. And it's only made Trump supporters that much more ardent in their support of Donald Trump, myself included. But, you know, looking back on it, now that some of the dust has settled on this story, I mean, really, the only thing we know is that this is obviously politicized, political persecution, and Democrats run the show. But was it Hillary Clinton that wanted this done to Trump? Was it the Democrat Party? Was it the deep state? Was it Obama? Who was really making this call? Who was really making the call to do the panty raid on Melania Trump's wardrobe? Who really made the call? Whose idea was it to break into Mar-a-Lago? And what were they looking for? Because we've been lied to by the FBI, obviously, about the agenda there. What were they really looking for? And if they continue to make the claim of, classified documents or archives or whatever, well, any knowledgeable person knows that that's a lie. All you got to do is go back to the president before Trump, Obama, and look at all the documents that he seized. I mean, the guy basically stole National Archives and then built a compound in Chicago with federal money that he can go stash it in. And that was a huge story. That was a big debate and a big controversy when Obama did it. But, hey, it's Obama. He just does whatever the hell he wants. So they said, Obama took these archives and is hiding them now. And it was just kind of like, well, but it's Obama, so I guess we have to let him do it. By the way, you know, that was the big story last week, the raid, obviously, but there was other big stories. I mean, how about the CDC announcing that COVID is basically the flu? They just came out and just said, yeah, COVID's just the flu, basically. Go back to normal. No big deal. Didn't even make news. People still run around wearing their masks like a bunch of jackasses. The FBI was supposed to turn over the Hunter Biden laptop to a congressional oversight committee. They didn't do it. Just didn't do it. Didn't even make the news. So they're hoarding all the criminal activity that is in the Biden laptop from hell. So there were other big news stories. You had the FBI plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer. You have that trial going on. All the exposure of what the feds were doing to set people up, lying to people, trapping people. That all came out as well. And it was all overwhelmed by the raid at Mar-a-Lago. How convenient. Not to mention it was the one-year anniversary, or I guess it's about to be. I don't know what the exact date was, when Biden had the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal where the 15 servicemen got killed, and then they came back to America, and Biden was too busy checking his watch to show his respect to the fallen soldiers. So all of that was going on, but it all was overwhelmed because of that raid at Mar-a-Lago, which obviously is the biggest story of them all. But yet those other ones, you know, still pretty big. CDC, eh. COVID's just the flu. FBI, Hunter Biden's laptop, yeah, we're just not going to turn that over. Yeah, we're just not going to do that. Yeah. We're just not going to investigate the Biden crime family while Biden's on, what, his 50th vacation of his presidency? More vacation time. The only person that took more days off was Obama. So Biden outdoing Obama. Just like he got more votes than Obama, too, you know? Just like he got more votes than Obama. Oh, this is nice. Again, these are the headlines from Infowars.com. Caught on video, CPS employee tells 14-year-old girl to become prostitute. Wow. Nice, CPS. Very nice. FBI seized privileged Trump records during raid. DOJ opposes independent review. Of course. Of course they don't want an independent review. They're crooks. They're criminals. They need to be shut down. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not just InfoWars saying this now. The media focuses on InfoWars because they want to use us. Like we're like the guy hanging in the gallows. So when people come into the city, they see this guy, they see a dead guy hanging, and they say, oh, I don't want to steal here. I don't want to be a pirate here. It's that's what they try to do to InfoWars, is just put Alex Jones' bloody, rotting carcass up hanging in the gallows so everybody can see, oh, I don't want to do what Alex Jones does. So they see Fox News and other independent journalists and news hosts becoming more like InfoWars, which is just telling it like it is, telling the truth, giving the American people the real story with the foresight. And then they just say, oh my gosh, it's so bad what InfoWars has done. They want that. They want InfoWars up there bloody and hanging in the gallows so that all the other media organizations will say, uh-oh, we don't want to be like that. We don't want to end up like that. We better not tell the truth. We better not question the FBI. And so I just say the FBI needs to be shut down. The FBI are terrorist organizations. Well, let's see. They're the ones that were plotting to kidnap the governor. What does that mean? And then they say, whoa, don't say anything bad about the FBI. And you better not sound like InfoWars either, or we'll do to you what we did to them. But it's too late. The cat's out of the bag. Any rational American right now knows that the government's out of control and that the FBI has been politicized and needs.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.